Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Bonnie, and I'm the Women's Ministry Specialist at Emmanuel Faith, and I'm bringing you today's Daily Phil, the hands and feet of Jesus. We've learned a lot of things these last few years as we've navigated this COVID situation. One thing I think we all learned to appreciate in a very new and real way is the power of human touch. We all know it's powerful, but until you've gone without it, it might be something really hard to know deep down without experience. And when the world began to open back up, the first thing many of us did was run to hug those we hadn't been able to hug in a long time. I love that God created us with bodies. I'm thankful that He walked this earth in human form. I've often wondered what it must have been like to be alive during Bible times and actually be one of Jesus' followers and be able to see Him, touch Him, and maybe even hug Him. Fully God and yet walking like man on earth, it must have been amazing. Psalm 139:14 says, He fearfully and wonderfully made us. From each tiny little microcell to the structure of our bones, to the color of our hair and eyes, we were created with intention, not just spiritual intention and purpose, but also the physical details of us and how we function. Even our fingerprints make each of us unique from one another. Not even identical twins have the same fingerprint. Isn't that amazing? God created each of us on purpose and with intention and calls us by name. In 1 Corinthians 6:14, it says our bodies will be resurrected with Jesus. I'm sure there's a ton of theology that goes with this verse, but for me, I read it and take it at face value. I don't know all the specifics and hows, but I believe my body will rise when Jesus returns for His church. And although my body will be riddled with all kinds of scars from this life on earth, I will get to one day stand in body form with Jesus and be able to touch Him and hug Him just like the disciples did so many years ago. How does that impact you? Does that impact you? When I think about the details of how God uniquely created me, I find I am more content with the body He gave me. Sure, there are things I struggle with, but God made me in His image and loves me for who He created me to be. And at the end of the day, isn't it God's love that we should be most comforted with? The world tells us we need to be all sorts of things and fit certain molds to be loved, but not God. He says, I created you and love you and want to bring you to heaven with me one day. Now that's a truth and love I can cling to. So what do we do in the meantime while we wait? I think we have a mission to serve others. That's what God did when He was here on earth. He used His time to serve others, to love them, and to help change their hearts and lives. He wasn't a spirit here on earth. He was a man and used His arms and legs to serve. And God has equipped us to do the same. We are the hands and feet of Jesus here on earth. God says our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. God also says that we are a representation of Him. We are of value to Him. The who He created and the how He created definitely matters. Do people see an example of Jesus when they see you or interact with you? As you know, we just celebrated Easter, and we know that Jesus was crucified and resurrected from the dead. It wasn't a spirit that came floating out. It was His body that came walking out. If Jesus' body was a big piece of the whole resurrection story, then I have to believe that God recognizes our bodies as important too. I look forward to standing face to face one day in heaven with Him. How about you? Blessings as you love and serve with great purpose.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.